50. Time to talk some AFL footy now, and time to talk Carlton as Michael Jamieson, one of the leaders of the Blues, joins us on this Friday morning. Michael, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We're getting close to games. The NAB Cup not far away. At Carlton, are you up to internal practice matches yet, or are you still in the heavy running and fitness mode?
Yeah, still, unfortunately, in the heavy running and fitness mode, guys. Games still probably a few weeks away, but we're just starting to up the contact and get ready for those games.
And how much does the playing group lift when they come back after Christmas and know that, I mean, the NAB Cup's starting a little bit later this year, but knowing that games aren't too far away and you can start talking about this year as opposed to next year when you talk about your crusade for the new season?
Yeah, it is good because it has been a really long pre-season, this one. So this is our third week back post-Christmas, and these 3 weeks are typically sort of the longest because you're right in the middle of pre-season. As you said, you haven't just started, so you haven't got that excitement and games are still, you know, a little while away. So it's nice to be getting close to the games and start talking about this year.
Michael, good to be talking with you, Bryce, here. Carlton have always prided themselves on being the leaders and with your facilities and your training regimes. How has that developed over your time at the club?
Oh, it's chalk and cheese, Bryce. When I first started, we were over in the old stands underground, and we did weights. You know, we had to all do weights at the same time, and we had, you know, one bench press, and the boys would have complained there weren't enough mirrors. But you know, now we've got the new facility, and it's, you know, it's up there with every other club. So it's just nice knowing that you're not being disadvantaged in that area, because the competition is so close these days. Those little things, you know, do count. So have a facility that's at least on par with everyone else is encouraging.
And how has your training developed over that time? Do you phase your pre-season schedule a bit differently, or does everyone just get bundled in together? Or are there things that you need to do, even this pre-season, to get out of specifically maybe for your role going forward?
Yeah, it's definitely a big change since I started. Is, you know, the pre-seasons are certainly more individual now. And no doubt you do a lot of the drills together because, you know, just to get the numbers on the track. But, you know, the start and end of sessions, they're certainly more individualised. So, you know, the big guys will, you know, do some marking and some body work. But unfortunately for the midfielders, they might go off and do a bit more running. So, they're certainly broken up into groups, which has been a big change over the years.
How's your body, Michael? Because I reckon that even the last couple of years, there are times where you get involved in a defensive contest and it looks like you've done your shoulder again and you've got to come off, and then you head down the tunnel and then you come back on 5 minutes later. Is that something you're going to have to just deal with for the rest of your career, or is it something that you have been able to fix over the summer?
It is something that's, touch wood, I hope, has been fixed over the summer. I didn't have to have any surgeries on the shoulders, so that's always led to my better years, I guess, in terms of injuries. Is just having a full pre-season to be able to work on that strength and not just have to be in a sling for 4 weeks and then recover for 12. You know, you can really bulk up in the areas that you need to keep the shoulders in place. So I'm really, you know, confident that they'll stay in place this year.
So is there a situation where when you're going into a contest, are you worried about what might happen to the shoulder, or is it something that you can sort of put to the back of your mind and just worry about making sure your opponent doesn't get the football and you can worry about on getting it yourself?
Yeah, that's certainly at the stage now where I don't think about it. I think, you know, after the first few times I did it as a younger player, you did sort of, I guess, lose a little bit of confidence when you went into those marking situations. But I'm at a stage now where I don't think about it. I've sort of learned a couple of new ways that I can spoil the ball or put myself into marking contests that, you know, put the shoulder in, you know, less vulnerable positions. But yeah, I think if I still had to play now with that in the back of the mind, that I just wouldn't have the confidence and it would be a lot tougher. So I don't think about it anymore.
Now, your coach, Mickey Mulderhouse, is he as intense during the summer? Is he a bit more relaxed now, just helping you guys get through and understanding that, obviously, it's a tough time physically? Does he sort of give you a bit of rein to relax a bit?
Oh, thankfully, mate, he relaxes in the pre-season. I don't think I would have signed on if he was as intense as he is during the season. No, Mick's great all year, and especially this time of year. He he fully understands the rigours and the stresses that, you know, players are put under throughout the season. So this time of year, as much as he still demands, you know, the highest standards, he knows when to take the foot off the pedal and give guys the time off that they need to recharge the batteries.
And with that, Michael, from the coaching perspective, there's been a development in the game plan, I guess, in the past. Carlton have been seen to try and get their defensive structure, and particularly when Mickey has come to the club over the last few years, it's been around defensive structures. Is there a bit more of an attacking flair to the way you'll play, or some changes otherwise in your game plan?
Yeah, I think Mick was, he's known as a defensive coach, but I think the reason he was so big on, you know, defence when he got to Carlton was not because that was his DNA typically, but it was just because that was, you know, our real weakness.
Yeah.
And it was what really needed work. And I think if you think of, you know, Carlton teams from 5 years ago, when we got the ball and we were moving forward, we were pretty good. But as soon as it got turned over, you know, the ball sort of went back over our heads too quickly. So that's the main reason we focused on that. And we think that if we can get that to a top four level, then when we've got the ball, that sort of looks after itself with guys like, know, Walker and Yaron coming off the half back line and a midfield that's, you know, pretty strong. So that was the reason we worked on that, not as much that, you know, it's mixed DNA.
It's going to be a fascinating season, Michael, because there's just such a massive group of clubs from about fifth or sixth right down to maybe even 12, and you're in that group. So how do you attack the season in regards to, do you say, right, we're going to play finals this year? Is it just about improving, or is it just about going, as they say, the one week at a time?
Look, it's a hard one to say in January, because if you want to go out there and say we want to play finals, and of course that's the goal for every side, but if you improve, you know, 10%, but then every other team improves 11%, you know, is it a waste of a year, or have you had a good year? So certainly we need to improve, but we also want to play finals. We don't start training in November and don't play a round of footy until the end of February just to make up the numbers. But as you said, the competition over the last 3 or 4 years, or certainly what I've noticed, is just getting tighter and tighter. And that middle band, I guess, unless you're really pushing for that top four, you've got to, you can't have any lapses in the season, because every other team's around you is just knocking each other off. So, you know, we've got to be on our game, but, the goal's certainly finals. But more importantly, we've got to really improve.
And I guess the illustration of Carlton's season and how even it can be can even go back to round one of last year, that game against Port Adelaide, where both clubs needed to get off to a good start to get their season rolling, and Carlton were well in front in that game, and Port Adelaide rolled over the top, and you just started the season on the back foot, and things didn't, unfortunately for Carlton fans, didn't happen as a result of that. So if you can start the season well and keep that momentum going from the second half of last year, there's no question that you can be up there in the mix.
Oh, it's crucial, I think, to start. Even the last couple of years, we haven't had great starts of the year. You know, adding to that Port Adelaide loss, round two, Richmond as well, we had our chance.
Yep,
I think
definitely.
We almost kicked ourselves out of the game late after a poor start. So, you know, it's always ifs, isn't it? But if you make that 2-0, it's a really different year. Momentum early in the year is such an important thing. So we'll look to gain that in NAB Cup, and we certainly won't be taking NAB Cup easy, because as exactly what you said, that momentum is crucial. So, now we look forward to getting some in the NAB Cup and taking it into the year.
Now, I know it's a question that Whitey always likes to ask at this stage, and I think it's about his dream team, and actually part of the good stuff about finding out a bit of the unknown and getting up a one up on his mates. But a few of the players coming through that the fans are also really interested in, of course, that are developing well, and maybe some that have surprised you a bit.
Yeah, more so. You know, the new guys, it's sort of hard for them to really stand out this time of year. They don't do all the training and they're pulled in and out just to look after their bodies. But guys like Nick Graham and Tom Bell have had terrific pre-seasons and really stood up. They're guys that were sort of probably in and out last year, but started to cement their places. But Nicky Graham's been one of the more impressive players on the track. Troy Menzel's had probably his first full pre-season, which is scary considering what he looked at times last year, but I think he'll really build on his game. And Paddy Cripps as well, he'd be another one, you know, in that Nick Graham and Tom Bell mould that'll really want to cement a place in the midfield. So they're the four I'm looking forward to seeing this year.
Yeah, and look, we hear so many times with players mentioning that, you know, having a good pre-season is important. Is it a matter of just trying to play catch-up while the pre-season's on and matches, and it's so difficult to catch up all the fitness base you need because you're recovering and preparing for matches? Is that the challenge? Is that why the pre-season is so important?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly what you said. You're just behind the eight ball for pretty much the rest of the year if you don't get a good pre-season under your belt, because once matches start, as much as you try and tell yourself that that's when you'll make up fitness, you know, after a game, you spend the rest of the week recovering and there's no time to make that up. So that's what we're really happy about this year, that we've had, you know, pretty much a full list on the training track the entire pre-season, rather than having, you know, a lot of guys last year, Adam, doing that catch-up in those first couple of months, which is, you know, part of the reason I think we started, you know, not as well as we should have, is we had guys out there, but they were trying to play catch-up, and it's just too difficult.
Yeah, it does feel that there is a different feel to the pre-season because, as you said, so many more are on the track than what was the case last year. Michael, thanks very much for your time. We really appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the pre-season, and before we know it, it'll be round one against Richmond, and there'll be 80,000 at the MCG.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, boss.
And Michael Jamieson, one of the leaders at Carlton, and for all the Carlton fans out there, a message from the Blues. Have you signed up for a Carlton membership in 2015? It's the best way to secure your seat for that round one blockbuster at the MCG, Carlton versus Richmond. So be there by calling 1300 Carlton or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. The Blues and the Tigers to get things underway in 2015.